Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Life and Times. A Child Went Forth. Walt Whitman was born in New York in 1819, the second child of a family that eventually grew to nine. Despite the best efforts of Walter Whitman Sr., a carpenter who turned his hand unsuccessfully to real estate speculation, the family was forced by economic hardship to move house often. As a result, Whitman had a disjointed education and left school at the age of 11 in order to seek employment. But though formal schooling did not serve him well, Whitman, left to his own devices, quickly learned to love self-improvement. His first employer, a Brooklyn law firm, gave him access to library books, and he became an avid reader and visitor of museums. Age 12, he went to work for a liberal newspaper, the Long Island Patriot, where he was apprenticed in printing and typesetting, and even made contributions to articles. He spent the next 5 years honing his reputation as a printer, and above all, making the most of being on his own in New York City. It was a period of rapid and dazzling development, and Whitman never tired of walking the streets and observing the teeming beauty of life around him. It was an experience that surely influenced his poem, There Was a Child Went Forth, which appeared in the first edition of Leaves of Grass in 1855. There was a child went forth every day, and the first object.